time for Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, Kyle Bailey, we're back at it today, joined by two fantastic agents from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, Jeannie Hackey and Deidre Chauvin. And ladies, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Kyle. Always fun to be here.
We're excited for the show.
All right. So, Jeannie, we've been hearing a lot about homes moving quickly in this market. Some people even calling it a five-day market in places like Sutherland. Tell us more about what that means.
It means that if your home is in the sweet spot, the right price, great condition, marketed correctly, you can attract serious buyers within the first few days on the market.
And are we really seeing houses move that quick in 5 days?
So yeah, Kyle, I mean, it really just depends on a few things. So number one, presentation. Fresh paint, a tidy yard, and decluttering the inside go a long way. Number two is professional marketing. Photos, video, and online exposure are what get buyers through the door. And number three, readiness. Be ready to show your home at a moment's notice, especially in those first 5 days when activity is at the highest.
So the window of opportunity is short, but it sounds like it's a powerful one.
Exactly, yeah. In this market, buyers are decisive. They've been watching the listings online, and when the right one pops up, they act. And I'll add, the five-day market doesn't mean every home sells instantly.
Now, you've brought a pretty special property to share today, it sounds like.
Yeah, so 1435 Wilbur Road in Roseburg. This is really close to actual Roseburg, so you're, 5 to 10 minutes to town. It's a luxury log home on 80 acres of pristine woodland. It has soaring 28-foot ceilings. It's got rich timber finishes, Anderson windows with breathtaking views of the Umpqua Valley. It's panoramic. It really is gorgeous. And two gorgeous primary suites, a gourmet kitchen that has top-of-the-line stainless appliances, granite countertops, and a huge island.
And I have to say, the outdoor lifestyle is incredible here. Wildlife, hunting grounds, RV parking, and it's got a new hot tub under a new pergola. Farm forest tax benefits, meaning low property taxes, is rare to see privacy, luxury, and functionality all rolled into one.
Wow, it sounds like a really extraordinary property, but we've got to ask, what's the list price?
The list price is $1,250,000, and it's still available.
And so it sounds like perfect for somebody really wanting a big Oregon retreat. So let's talk about some of the newest listings on the market.
Yeah, there's a few standouts this week. We have 1030 Forest Heights Street in Sutherland. It's a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, 2,443 square foot. It's listed at $239,900. It's a partially complete home in Sutherland's Forest Heights subdivision. It's got great interior. It's ready for finishing touches. Great investment opportunity. It's got, it's got roof already in place, siding, windows, and driveway. Just needs those finishing touches. It's perfect for investors or someone to create their dream home.
All right, again, $239,900 for that. What about another one?
We have 804 North Bank Road in Roseburg. That is a six-bedroom, one-bath home, 1,528 square feet on 1.32 acres. That is listed at $265,000. This is a really cute farmhouse fixer with tall ceilings, fruit trees, a workshop, with power, plenty of space for hobbies, gardening, and RV parking. This one has endless potential in a very peaceful setting close to town. And that one's actually listed by Deidre, too. So,
all right. Now, let's take a look at the market snapshot. Jeannie, how are the numbers looking?
Well, here's what we saw this week. New listings, we saw 67 new homes hit the market this week compared to 50 last week. Bumpable sales this week, we had two bumpable transactions, just about even with last week's one. Price changes, sellers made about 47 price adjustments this week, which is way down from 82 last week. Pending sales, we had 30 homes go pending compared to 43 last week. Sold homes, 34 sales closed this week, just a tick up from 32 last week. Expired listings, we saw 24 expired listings, which is a jump from the only 8 last week.
All right, so many homes coming on the market, more of them, fewer going pending, and a lot fewer price reductions.
That's right. Homes that check the boxes are still moving quickly, but the increase in expired and canceled listings shows that not every seller is hitting that mark.
All right, and so where do we go from here with the current market? Now, you said that not everyone is hitting the mark. There's some great insight there. If somebody wants to get connected and find out more about doing this, what do they do?
Call us at 541-366-6080. Stop by our office. It's 2658 Northeast Stevens in Roseburg. Or visit us online at marygilbert.com.
All right, ladies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
857.